Bonjour à tous and welcome to Learn French with Vincent, and this is Unité 10, Leçon L. And in this lesson, we'll see together how to construct these structures or sentences when you want to start with if. If in French, it's si. Okay, so les structures avec si. So let's start now. The first option we'll have is if we want to express la possibilité. The second one, le désir, and the last one, le regret. Okay, so possibilité, possibility, désir, desire, and then regret, regret. And so we'll start with la possibilité. So if we want to express this possibilité thing, the first option we'll have is si, and it will be constructed with the présent, and it will be followed by le futur. Okay, so let's have an example here. Si tu viens à la maison, okay, venir is to come, à la maison, at home, nous ferons, so that's the future form of faire, so we will do, un gâteau, a cake. Okay, si tu viens à la maison, nous ferons un gâteau. Alright, so that's the, well, first, you know, construction that we could have, and in that case, it's si tu viens à la maison, so it's a possibility, nous ferons un gâteau. Second example, si elle achète une voiture, acheter is to buy, une voiture, a car, nous partirons en vacances avec elle. Partir, here, okay, to leave, and then you've got the future form, we will leave en vacances, in vacation, on the holidays, avec elle, with her. Okay, so you can see that in that case, you've got first here the present form, and it's followed by the future form. Okay, so this is quite easy to make. Okay, remember, si plus présent, then the future. We've got a second possibility if we want to express this idea, and it's si plus le présent, followed by l'impératif. Let's have a look now, the first one. Si vous avez des questions, n'hésitez pas. Okay, and it's quite, I mean, quite common to use this structure. So, si vous avez des questions, so avoir is to have, if you have des questions, some questions, n'hésitez pas, don't hesitate. Okay, and you can see that in that structure, well, we've got si, and then we've got the present form, and it's followed by l'impératif. Okay, second example, si vous êtes pressé, okay, être, to be, and then pressé, in a hurry, si vous êtes pressé, prenez un taxi. And here you get prenez, prendre, to take, un taxi, a cab. Si vous êtes pressé, prenez un taxi. Alright, so remember, it would be possible to use this si and then the present form, and it's followed by l'impératif. Okay, so keep in mind, if we want to express this possibility thing, the first one, si, and then the present form, followed by the future, or si, and then the present form, followed by l'impératif. Second category, if you want to express the desire, le désir. And then normally, we will use si avec l'imparfait, and it should be followed by le conditionnel présent. Okay, donc si plus imparfait, and then conditionnel présent. Let's take one example here. Si je gagnais au loto, je ferais le tour du monde. Si je gagnais, gagner is to win, au loto, je ferais, ferais, it's the conditional form of to do, faire, okay, so I would do, okay, le tour du monde. Okay, so I would travel around the world if you want, but then in French we would use this, je ferai le tour du monde. Okay, and then the idea is that here it's a desire, it's something that you would like to do, okay, but maybe it would happen, but you're not sure about that. Okay, so si je gagnais au loto, je ferai le tour du monde. And then the second example, si elle pouvait, elle prendrait une semaine de vacances. Okay, so here you've got this pouvoir form, can, and it's at the imparfait form, and it's followed by the conditionnel présent, prendre, to take, okay, une semaine, 1 week, de vacances, vacation, okay, holiday. So, if she could, she would take 1 week off, if you want, okay, or vacation week. But then in French, remember that we will construct this sentence first with si, and it should be followed by l'imparfait, and that's the rule. Then, after that, you will put this conditionnel présent form. Okay, so this is the normally the tricky construction, because in many cases students will start to make this C and then, as in it's the case in many languages, they would put this first the conditionnel présent, and then it would be followed by the conditionnel présent. But no, in French, keep in mind that C, then you'll put this imparfait form, je gagnais, elle pouvait, and after that, you will put this conditionnel présent. Je ferai, elle prendrait. Okay? And the last one, le regret. And only if we want to express this regret concept, then we will start with si, and it should be followed by le plus que parfait. And after that, you will put, hop, conditionnel passé. So this structure is really when you regret something. So it's over now. It's not possible to change anything because it's in the past, okay? But then, let's see one example. Si j'avais eu le temps, j'aurais pris un café. Okay? And the main concept in that with that structure is that it's over. So it's not possible. So you just regret that. Si j'avais eu le temps, okay? So if you can spot this thing, it's avoir, and it's at the, sorry, plus que parfait form, okay, si j'avais eu le temps, j'aurais pris, here it's prendre, to take, and if you have a look, it's at the conditionnel passé form, un café. Okay, let's see the second example. Si vous aviez vu le film, vous auriez pleuré. Okay, so here, you have voir, okay, and it's the plus que parfait form. Vous auriez pleuré. Here you get pleuré, okay, to cry, and it's at the conditionnel passé form. Okay, so that's the, well, classic structure that you can use if you want to express regrets, okay, with this if structure. Okay, well, that's it. If you want more videos, then youtube.com/imagier, and the website imagier.net is waiting for you. Bye-bye.